Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Shelly, and it's time for Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we welcome you into this 15-minute power message, giving you all the glory, praise, and honor today and always. You are such a good Father, and you are always leading, guiding, and directing our path. And we just acknowledge you today and take this moment to praise you. We ask that your Holy Spirit have free reign today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and we all say, amen. Well, we just finished celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday, and I felt led to give you a word that God wants us in the grateful lane. I read once, and I told you about this person before. He's a famous evangelist named Smith Wigglesworth, who woke up every morning dancing and praising the Lord for the first 10 minutes of his day. Man, that so impressed me that he started his day that way. You see, he made a decision to honor God first thing every morning. He started every morning being grateful for waking up, being grateful he knew God and he received salvation through Jesus, grateful he could get up and dance before the Lord. And I've shared this with you before, that because of this, I praise God three times a day, because he just made me realize it isn't something we just do in the morning. It's something we do all through the day. He's good all through the day. Glory to God. The title of today's message is Staying in the Grateful Lane. Say it with me, staying in the grateful lane. One more time, staying in the grateful lane. What is the grateful lane? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's a lifestyle of being in a happy and thankful state of mind. The road or lane that leads to prayers being answered. It's where healing is manifested miraculously. A life that consists, hallelujah. Being grateful starts with a decision in the heart. Life is about making decisions. The decisions you make come from the heart, whether they're good or bad. What you put inside of you is what will come out. Smith Wigglesworth made a decision every morning to let God know he was thankful to get to go preach the gospel that day. And he was thankful for to minister to God's people. I can so relate to that. Glory to God. Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Proverbs 16:1 says, the preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Street Love family, when you make a decision in your heart to be grateful and thankful, the Lord will look at your heart, direct your steps, and give you wise answer of the tongue. Glory to God. What does it mean to be in the grateful lane? Philippians 4:11 says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. Being content with where you are, what you have, situation. That's what we're to be. That's how you are to be and stay in the grateful lane. Verse 12 in the Amplified, Paul says, I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation. Street Love family, the secret of facing every situation is being content or grateful where you are, what you have, and your current state. Hallelujah. You have to keep saying to yourself, I can't change it. Can make a heart decision to be grateful, and God can and will change my steps, direction, and future. Hallelujah. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to look at persons who were in the grateful lane and those not in the grateful lane. We're going to the book of Luke, chapter 17. I'm going to read verses 11 through 19 in the King James Version. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 that were lepers, which stood afar off. and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, how many? One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save the stranger. And he said unto the stranger, the Samaritan, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So one returned, kneeled down, and gave thanks and praise to God. Family, true gratefulness acknowledges the need to be grateful. It shows faith and it gives glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. Whenever I'm in a situation that seems impossible or out of my hands, I say underneath my breath to how you're going to resolve this situation. I make a heart decision to be grateful prior to seeing the outcome because I know that being grateful is my faith trigger that says to God, I know you got this. Do you know God has got you? Can you be grateful before you know the outcome? Selah, pause and think on that. Driving rules for the grateful lane. Now let's compare the grateful lane to you actually driving or walking in a lane. When you drive a car, you have the following rule. The first rule is stay in your lane on the right side. We here in America, we drive on the right side. Jesus is on the right side of God, and you're seated with him in heavenly places. Thank God you're seated with him in heavenly places. The second driving rule, look straight ahead. Houses, making comparisons to other people because this person got their degree, this person got that. No, you are focused, not looking at your path. You don't walk in a fence. You're staying humble. You don't think highly of yourself. And you believe the best of others. That's how you look straight ahead, looking towards your Father. Thank God you're focused and grateful for what's due to you ahead. The third and final driving rule, use blinkers when you're making a turn. You do what's right because it's the right thing to do. When no one is looking, you're making good decisions. You're grateful God will direct you even if you make the wrong turn. Hallelujah. In conclusion, the grateful lane is a lifestyle of being in a happy and thankful state of mind. The road or lane that leads to prayers being answered, where healing is manifested miraculously. When you choose to stay grateful, you're making a decision to choose to be content, happy, grateful, and thankful because it leads to God ending any and every situation you're facing in triumph and victory. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Street Love family, when you stay in the grateful lane, You're choosing a life that consistently ends in victory and triumph. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready to receive Jesus for the first time, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and is now seated at the right hand of my Father. I confess him as my Lord. I am now saved. Family, I have a second invitation. That's for those who may have walked away from God. We call that backslidden. And today you would like to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you're ready, you confess your sins to him, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the Street Love listeners who are rededicating their lives to you according to 1 John 1 and 9. They are confessing their sins to you, and right now you are cleansing them, making them in right standing with you, and right now you are removing the on and making them righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all those who received Jesus today and rededicated their lives to you. Hallelujah. That bell is for all of you, Father God, and we just thank you for the angels that are giving glory right now for them and the decisions they made. Street Love family, I have a free gift for all those who received Jesus for the first time or rededicated their lives. Please go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Amen. Let's go to our announcements. End of the year, and if you're looking for ways to give at the end of this year, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org, and I will make sure that all your giving, that you receive a tax receipt for it. Glory to God. You know that we go out every month. We partner with different churches to offer the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Michigan, Texas, North Carolina, Las Vegas that we may go and show the compassion of the Lord to? When you donate your money, that money is allowing us to be a blessing to others and to show God's compassion to all. Amen. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my message link. All I ask is if you could go to the link and follow me. And that way I don't have to send emails and text messages. Amen. You'll get all the messages sent to you, and you can just listen in at any time. And they're just 15 minutes. So that's a great way to share with your loved ones who you've been praying for and believing for. Say, hey, I know this lady named Sister Shelley, and she does a 15-minute message every week. Go to her website and listen to her 15-minute message. I believe it will be inspiring and encouraging to you. Amen. Well, family, this ends this week's message. I pray it was a blessing to you, and I hope you have a blessed week. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, toward you, and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you, Street Love family. Remember, Street Love begins with you.